oxygen-free copper cables. I gotcha. But no, it sounds like good time. That's for sure. I would very much like to have a little spot where I could retreat to some good quality stuff. When I ever get there, I may consider looking for some stuff, probably on a plateau a little below where you're at, but kind of getting to that upper mid-fi range once again, which suits me just fine for these old ears. But no place to really do it right, you know, because if you can't set up the listening environment correctly, or at least reasonably well that you can correct it, then I don't see the point. So, yeah, I've been playing, as you well know, I've been playing around with that lossless audio headphone thing, and it's just not the same.
Yeah, that stuff sounds good, but you gotta handle playing with headphones. I was down in the shack last night for a few hours doing some CQ Worldwide, and kept taking the headphones off. I'm like, man, these headphones are good. It's just I don't want to wear them. But I'm happy with where my system is. I've hosted, so I usually host the March or April meet at my house. On or off 10 years or so, with a few years off, most of it, I would say 60 to 75% social, and, you know, the remaining percentage to actually, you know, sit and listen to music, play the audio, you know, that sort of thing. But some people have a separate room, like I've got a little separate room upstairs, this guy's house, and it's his living room, it's right in the middle of the house, and his wife loves the music too, so he can kind of get away with setting up a fancy system and working corner traps and sound treatments and all that stuff, and the record collection. So it's fun to get out here a few times a year and see what's going on.